Hi ho, hi ho, it's off to ho I go. Do 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 do, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho. Hi friends, I'm back with my final installment of my AMA. It's only taken me 17,500 years to finish it because I am just a fucking disaster. But I'm here, I'm queer, and I have my silly questions that I still have to answer. I know there's a lot of people who ask questions, and it's only been, 5,000 fucking months since I released my last AMA. But better late than never, right? I always like to say, always late, but worth the wait. So that's generally because I take fucking forever getting ready. But anyway, let's not start getting distracted and completely running off the rails already. So, okay. Silly questions. Here we go. I don't remember. Fuck. It's really been so long since I did the other four parts of my AMA that I don't remember how I divided shit. I do have a word worksheet, I suppose, or document. I don't know why I said worksheet, but I have a document that has all of my questions divided and listed by number, but they're listed like all together. So it's not like each subsection has a new numbering. It's just all the fucking questions are together and numbered. So right now I have question number 86 as my first question. And I cannot remember for continuity purposes if I was doing that or if I started renumbering things, but I don't know, I'm feeling like just doing the continuous numbers on this one. So whatever the fuck I did before, just ignore me. Ignore me and whatever dumbass shit I did. Because I'm always up to some stupid dumbass shit. Not so much with COVID, honestly. Actually, I'm really not on my bullshit anymore because, well, there's really no bullshit to be on. Okay, silly questions. Number 86, favorite Subway spokesperson. Oof, that's a hard one. I want to say Michael Phelps was a Subway spokesperson. I don't remember if he was. If he was, then he's my favorite one. Definitely not the guy who was popped for the kiddie porn. That was not. He's definitely not my favorite Subway spokesperson. Number 87, do you like me? Fuck, I don't remember. I don't remember who asked this question. And I'm terribly sorry. Because I really don't know who asked it. But I usually get along with people very well. I don't dislike the majority of people. I think I start off from a point of neutral positive, and I kind of just work from there. Like, you can only disappoint me. I mean, you can only disappoint me or make me like you even more. I don't necessarily dislike someone right off the bat. There are some people that give me kind of funky vibes, and I really do believe the older I get that that's a real thing. I don't think I put too much stock into it when I was younger. And I thought people were just talking, about this like juju stuff and vibes and energy. But I do really now, at least, believe or subscribe to the idea that because everything around us is energy, that that's something that you can pick up on, whenever somebody makes you uncomfortable or uneasy, or you just don't really feel any positive draw to them. I think there's definitely something to be said for that. But also that's kind of part of that witchy brouhaha juju shit that I like. So question number 88, manscaping, hot or not? I'm gonna go with it depends. I mean, I don't really care too much one way or another. I guess that sounds bad because it's not that I don't care. I just don't think I really have a preference. I think for the most part, whatever you feel comfortable with, honestly. I mean, if you want to shave every single hair off of your body that's not on your head, or even if it is on your head, I mean, you go ahead as long as you're comfortable and you like it. I mean, I don't really have like a strong preference. As long as you're comfortable and you enjoy it and you like it, whether you want to be a sexy bear or you want to be as smooth as a whatever smooth thing is out there. I'm trying to think of like a fruit or something, or like a flower. Like, flowers are smooth, right? I guess. Well, if that's what you want to do, and that's what you're comfortable with, and that's what you feel most drawn to, and that if that's what makes you feel sexy, then absolutely, 100% go for it. Do it. You know, be hairy as fuck or be hairless as fuck. Personally, and I guess this is kind of going off question because it's kind of opening up, not just manscaping, but just generally grooming. I don't really care whether it's with a girl or a boy or someone non-binary or whatever. Honestly, I don't really have a total preference. I mean, even things like, not just like chest hair and pubes or anything like that, but I mean, just in general, like there are some people who like to shave their armpits, some people who don't, some people who shave their face, some people who don't. Back hair, I mean, it doesn't really like detract from anything. That's the thing for me. It doesn't really detract from anything, and it doesn't necessarily add anything either. I mean, people, to me at least, are attractive and sexually interesting for different reasons, not necessarily because they have hair or not. So I would just say, for me, it's neither hot or not. It's just to live your best life. Personally, for me, and I know nobody asked and nobody cares, but I'm gonna say it anyway because that's how I pretty much do these things. I ear rape you with information you don't want to fucking know and you didn't ask for. But personally, for me, I like to feel myself smooth. I personally like to have pretty much just genital area smooth because I like how it feels for me, and I like how it feels in my clothing and, you know, in my level of activity too. I just don't really feel comfortable with sweating so much and, you know, going to the gym and whatever else I do, you know, whatever work clothing I have to wear, or if I'm wearing jeans or things like that. I do, oh man, I don't think anybody is going to be surprised by this, but I'm not really a fan of wearing panties. So I think it just also makes it easier when I wax because I don't have like hairs going through the fabric of, you know, my dresses or my skirts or whatever it is that I'm wearing. So I do prefer just getting waxed. And yeah, and that's another thing nobody fucking asked for, but I just personally, for me, I hate shaving. I fucking hate shaving. So I do pretty much strictly waxing, and I have started laser hair removal in some areas because it's just easier, and honestly, I just like how it feels on my body. Honestly, that's really what it comes down to. And I do like the smoothness against my clothing, and also just sleeping. I generally sleep naked, so it just feels more comfortable, I guess. I don't know. I don't even think I'm saying that in a way that's being articulated. That makes sense. But okay, let's see. Going to number 89. What would you like for your next birthday present? Oh man, definitely a fucking gangbang or an orgy. That would be like so clutch. Oh man, that would be so amazing. And I don't even care who's involved in the gangbang or the orgy, as long as it's a whole bunch of willing and excited and consenting adults who are super pumped up about it and just are in it to win it and just fucking free for all. Just do it. Just bukkake me. Just giant, just squirt on me and just everybody come on me. That would be the best. And I mean, I really wish I could have that for my next birthday present. But if you're asking about material things, I don't know. Maybe tattoo money. I don't know. Or piercing money. Maybe. Ooh, okay. I know what I want for my next birthday. That's a thing, but like not really a thing, but kind of a thing. I want a bigger butt, and I've told people this. I've told people this all the fucking time. And if I could, and I could just cheat my way into a bigger butt and have it surgically enhanced, I feel like I would want to do that. And I've spoken to a lot of people in my life who are super against this and who just do not support me whatsoever because they like my butt just the way that it is. And even non-sexually, people who aren't necessarily sexually attracted to me, who are just my friends or who I'm just close to, family members, they do not agree with me and they don't want me to get any surgeries. But I don't know. I just working out is so hard. And working out your ass too is it's just so much work. It's such a complete body workout. And it's so much effort and time and dedication and discipline. And even though I'm all for discipline, I love discipline. It's a lot and it's very taxing and it's so much to dedicate to. And especially doing audio and then doing more audios and being so very involved. It's just, I don't know, it's really time consuming. And I don't think that it really lends itself to have like a ton of other hobbies. And I'm sure a bunch of creators do go to the gym and work out and live their best lives like that, but it just for me it's very difficult to fit everything together, and I feel like there's always something that's going to be lacking, or I'm always going to be underachieving in one of those areas because I'm just so 100% gung ho and just balls to the fucking wall when I do things. But okay, so I guess that would be okay. Just to summarize, number 89. Both things, I would like both things for my birthday. The one that I really want is the gangbang orgy, but as a close second, it would be in an ideal world a beautiful, synthetically created, or surgically shaped fat ass because I love my thick fat booties. And also little booties, but I would like to personally have a thick fat booty. I feel like it would be more proportionate for my body because I'm so tall. I'm a big girl. I'm very tall and I'm a woman of large proportions and I have huge tits, so it feels kind of fucking weird that my ass is not huge too. So I would like that to be more proportionate. Okay, number 90. If you were president or world dictator for a day, then what would you change? Oh, fucking A. Oh, man. Oh, that's hard. I've actually never thought about that. Probably. Oh, shit, I can't go back in time and undo the burning of the Library of Alexandria. Oh, that's stupid. I would probably decriminalize and legalize sex work and have this sort of sex positive campaign where I educate people on sex and on gender and desire and gender identity and sexual orientation and just the continuum that is human sexuality and sensuality. I think that is so important, and everybody could do with learning a little bit about that. So I, you know, I guess if I was for one day, that would be a lot to put in a day, but I definitely decriminalize and legalize sex work. I think that's very important, and that's something that I'm very passionate about, and probably one of my most controversial opinions in terms of legal things. And I think it would definitely go a long way towards minimizing, reducing, or largely eliminating a lot of the issues that people see with sex work that they use to back up their criminalization of it. But what do I know? I just record audio porn and beat my cervix. I'm just a dumb girl who likes to wank it out for everybody to listen to. Number 91. Oh, shit. Insert your own question and answer it in the most difficult accent you can think of. Oh, fuck. I'm terrible at accents. I gotta tell you, I'm the fucking worst. I cannot do accents to save my goddamn life. Fuck. And I just, I don't even know. And see, this is a really hard question because it's two parts. First of all, I have to think of a question. And second of all, I have to answer it in the fucking most difficult accent I can think of. Okay, it's a really hard question. Or I guess it doesn't say you have to think of a hard question. Okay, so I'm going to answer my own question here. I'm going to ask myself a question that I feel everybody should know. If you could bring back any character in Harry Potter that has died, who would it be and why? Okay, I can never do a British accent, so I'm going to choose a British accent. And I'm so sorry for all of my British listeners. I fucking love you guys, but I'm going to fucking butcher this. And you're just like, I'm sorry. I don't want you to hate me, but it's going to be fucking bad. So, if I could, bring back any Harry Potter character that has passed, that has died, I would bring back Severus Snape, because he is my absolute favorite. Oh, I'm already fucking losing it. Severus Snape is my favorite Harry Potter character because he is so complex, and I have a totally, absolutely, entirely, a just burning obsession with professors and students, obviously of legal age, clearly. I have always been absolutely enamored with Professor Snape, and I remember when the book series came out and the movies were coming out, actually no, the book series, as the books were being released, and my entire friends group and I would have the argument about Snape friend or foe. And I don't know how old most of you are, but it was a very, very contentious discussion. It was a debate that many people engaged in because we truly did not know if Snape was a friend or a foe. He was obviously a Death Eater, but he was also, and I'm so sorry for anybody who has not listened to the series or who has not watched it and who has not read it. I'm totally ruining this for you, but also it's been more than 20 years, so I kind of don't feel bad. Because if you've not read it or watched it or listened to it by now, and I think about listening to it, that was the first thing that came to mind because I reread the series every couple of years, but I definitely listen to the entire series every year, once through, just because it comforts me and I love it. But definitely Professor Snape, because I'm in love with him. And he was my first true crush. I was absolutely just taken with the man. He was so incredibly intelligent, and I loved the fact that he was misunderstood, that he had an incredible depth of character, and that he, although was very rough around the edges, and he was definitely very flawed, he was much better than Albus Dumbledore or other characters that also had dimensions of the like. And I know that many of you might disagree with me, but as I always say, you can square the fuck up, because I'm ready to fight on behalf of my favorite character, Severus Snape. And that was absolutely terrible, and again, I apologize totally and completely to anybody who had to go through that terrible experience of listening to me try a British accent. I'm definitely going to make sure that when I post this, I let you guys know the times so that you could just fucking skip over it, because it's fucking terrible. But moving on to question number 92. The cake is a lie. Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is going to be a hard one to tackle, because I really don't want to get into simulation theory right now. I do not want to recap the entire plot of The Matrix for all of you, because I'm sure that would be dreadful and you would absolutely stop listening right now. But The Matrix is actually one of my favorite movies of all times, and, or all time, I don't know why I added an S to that, but the cake, if you subscribe to the simulation theory, the cake technically is a lie, because we are living in a world that is actually created and pixelized, and it is not actually here, and we don't really live in it, and it's all essentially a giant video game that somebody else controls, and none of this is actually substantially here, so I suppose, yes, the cake is a lie. Number 93. How is your glistening flower feeling today? I definitely know that was POV's cry. And she's throwing it back to her our Lamia Wives, I think, audio. I think that was the first collaboration I ever did, and it was awesome, and I loved it, and I'm so grateful for everybody that I met on that collab, especially because I didn't really know that was, like, a thing, and I didn't really think anybody, like, gave a fuck about me, so I felt so special when I received that message, and POV asked me to collaborate with her and with another group of fantastic voice actresses, and I remember feeling so cool. Like, I finally made it. Here's the cool crew. And then after that, we did the Elf Girls collaboration. And after that, I think we did, yeah, we've done a couple of other ones that are in the works, and a couple of other ones that we've actually also already published. And it's so cute. I love seeing this. This really fills me with joy, because I put my AMA questions up at the time that we were doing the initial Lamia Wives collaboration. So it was, like, fresh in our minds, and it's just like a nice little inside joke. It's so cute. For anybody who doesn't already gauge what it is or hasn't listened to the script, my glistening flower is definitely my cunt. And it's doing great. I mean, she's awesome. She's living her best life. She's really, really doing great. I had a lot of denial yesterday, and I did a lot of edging. So I'm definitely very frustrated, but I can't come yet. So it's going to be, oh my God, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to keep up with the edging and not actually come. So, chicken or beef, number 94. Both. I mean, you know, I think I already told you guys that I'm so bad at these picking one thing over another questions, because as a true bisexual, I cannot choose between things. And I'm only kidding about that stereotype, but I really do have a hard time picking between favorite things or between things I like. And I like chicken and I like beef. I think they're both fantastic in their own ways, and sometimes I crave one, sometimes I crave the other. I really like making chicken and waffles at home. I'm not like crazy. Let me see. There's some beef that I like to make at home, but I'm not like crazy about making it myself. I'd rather somebody else cook it for me. Even though I do have to say, I'm an excellent cook and an excellent baker. So I do fucking love doing that. But, I'm trying to think of like what beef dish that I like to make on my own. I love to grill. So I guess grilling some steaks. Yeah. Fuck yeah. I love grilling steaks. Yeah, that's it. Ooh, one of my favorite beef meals to cook is New York strip steak with mashed potatoes, actual mashed potatoes, not like box mashed potatoes. Even though I do like box mashed potatoes, and I have to say, Idaho, pretty good shit. I really like that. But I mean like actual potatoes, like probably russet potatoes. And you know, mix them in with some butter, and you know what's actually pretty good? Some heavy cream. Just a tad bit of heavy cream is actually pretty good when you mix your mashed potatoes too. Okay. Oh, and ooh, some Texas toast. Fuck yeah. Oh my god, that's so good. That shit's making me hungry as fuck now. Whoever asked that question, fuck you. I'm hungry. I'm always hungry. I love food. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it in another AMA, but I fucking love food and I love to eat. Food is, oh my god, food is like sex. Oh, I fucking love everything about it. And it's so exciting. It's, cooking is exciting and baking is exciting because it's kind of like potions, which is another one of my favorite things, and alchemy. You're creating something new based on combinations of textures and chemistry and flavors and things you know and things you've tasted and things you've done and things you've researched. So it's exciting. It's just like creating something. So, in essence, in summation for number 94, it's both for me, chicken and beef. 95, can you say this? Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager managing an imaginary menagerie? I like that. That kind of reminds me of Fred and George's Bambling Bumbling Band of Baboons. Because every time I watch or read Goblet of Fire, well, mostly whenever I rewatch Goblet of Fire, which is often because it's one of my like feel good movies, generally I will watch either, oh man, well, the most comforting one that I like to watch is Philosopher's Stone. That one definitely, Sorcerer's Stone. That one's like number one on the comforting scale. I do love Chamber of Secrets because young Tom, oh my god, yes. And also Lucius Malfoy just, oh my fucking god, Lord have mercy. And I love Prisoner of Azkaban because I think Guillermo del Toro is just so fucking great. And I loved what he did with Prisoner of Azkaban, even though some people don't agree, but we're not talking about that right now. Because again, if you want to have one of these friendly discussions and disagree, I am prepared to square up and throw hands for my opinions on Harry Potter. But anyway, So, yes, can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager managing an imaginary menagerie? Menagerie, really. I love that word. There's just something about the word menagerie that is just pleasant. I don't know, the way your tongue moves to the roof of your mouth and kind of just rolls around a little bit to say menagerie, and the way like your lips move together. I don't know. There's something about it that I just like. And also, I have a distinct memory of being a child and singing Prince Ali from Aladdin. And one of my favorite parts of the song, and again, you might want to stop listening because I sing like fucking shit, but one of my favorite parts of the song is when they're talking about his menagerie. And listen, I gotta tell you guys, I was a theater kid, so I mean, anything that I can do over the top and be dramatic about, I will. And that's what I love about this song, because when I'm singing it, I'm actually like picturing Genie and picturing being Genie and singing it. And I just get so excited when he just like goes into it and he goes, he's got 75 golden camels, purple peacocks, he's got 53. When it comes to exotic type mammals, has he got a zoo? I'm telling you, it's a world-class menagerie. Prince Ali, handsome is he, Ali Ababa, that physique, how can I speak, weak at the knee? Well, get on now to that square, adjust your veil and prepare to gawk and gobble and stare at Prince Ali. He's got 95 white Persian monkeys, and to view them he charges no fee. He's got slaves, he's got servants and flunkies. They bow to his whim, love serving him. They're just lousy with loyalty to Ali. Prince Ali. Prince Ali. Amorous he, Ali Ababa. Heard your princess was a sight lovely to see. And that good people is why he got dolled up and dropped by. With 60 elephants, all muscular, with his bridge lines, his brass band and more, with his forks, his makers, his cooks, his bakers, his birds, a war wilkie. Make way for Prince Ali. Okay, that was terrible, but I don't give a fuck because I definitely belt that shit all the time, especially when I'm in the shower, because I love this song. But anyway. Okay, yeah, menagerie. Number 96. A list of common male names. A list of common female names. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I think I was supposed to do that before and drop it in my questions, but, well, since we're all here, I will look up a list of common male names and female names and read them. Okay. Oh, shit, that's a lot. Holy fucking mother of God, that's a lot of names. Okay, I'm gonna do, like, fucking, I don't know. I guess I'll just do, like, 50. Okay. I don't think this list is right. I don't know many men named a lot of these names. But, okay, I mean, I guess if whattoexpect.com is a reliable resource, then, okay. Actually, I don't like this. I'm gonna go look up another one. Okay. Okay, so I'm gonna do 50. And okay, here we go. James, John, Robert, Michael, William, David, Richard, Joseph, Thomas, Charles, Christopher, Daniel, Matthew, Anthony, Donald. Mark, Paul, Stephen, Andrew, Kenneth, Joshua, Kevin, Brian, George, Edward, Ronald, Timothy, Jason, Jeffrey, Ryan, Jacob, Gary, Nicholas, Eric, Jonathan, Stephen, Larry, Justin, William, Scott, Brandon, Benjamin, Samuel, Frank, Gregory, Graham, Raymond, Alexander, Patrick, Jack, Dennis, Jerry, Tyler, Aaron, Jose, Henry, Adam, Douglas, Nathan, Peter, Zachary, Kyle, Walter, Harold, Jeremy, Ethan, Carl, Keith, Roger, Gerald, Christian, Terry, Sean, Arthur, Austin, Noah, Lawrence, Jesse, Joe, Brian, Billy, Jordan, Albert, Dylan, Bruce, Willie, Gabriel, Alan. I thought I already read Alan. Hold up. Nope, I guess not. Bruce, Willie, Gabriel, Alan, Juan. Well, I would really say Juan, but okay. And also Jose. Logan, Wayne, Ralph, Roy, Eugene, Randy, Vincent, Russell, Louis, Luis, Louis, Philip, Bobby, Johnny, Bradley, Bill. Okay. I just went through the whole list because I am who I am, and I just didn't really just want to do 50. I wanted to go all the way. I don't fucking go halfway on anything. Okay, so let's start with the females, or the designated female names on this website. Mary, Patricia, Jennifer, Linda, Elizabeth, Barbara, Susan, Jessica, Sarah, Karen, Nancy, Karen, I'm so sorry, Nancy, Lisa, Margaret, Betty, Sandra, Ashley, Dorothy, Kimberly, Emily, Donna, Michelle, Carol Baskin, oh God, Carol, Amanda, Melissa, Deborah, Stephanie, Rebecca, Laura, Sharon, Cynthia, Kathleen, Amy, Shirley, Angela, Helen, Anna, Brenda, Pamela, Nicole, Samantha, Catherine, Emma, Ruth, Christine, Catherine? Why did I feel like I already read Catherine? Deborah, Carolyn, Rachel, Janet, Virginia, Maria, Heather, Diane, Julie, Joyce, Victoria, Kelly, Christina, Lauren, Joan, Evelyn, Olivia, Judith, Megan, Cheryl, Martha, Andrea, Frances, Hannah, Jacqueline, Anne, Gloria, Jean, Jean, Catherine, with a K and a Y. I guess they include different spellings, but not gonna throw me for a loop. Alice, Teresa, Teresa, Sarah, Janice, Doris, Madison, Julia, Grace, Judy, Abigail, Marie, Denise, Beverly, Amber, Teresa with an H, Marilyn, Danielle, Diana, Brittany, Natalie, Sophia, Rose, Isabella, Alexis, Kayla, and Charlotte. Okay. That was a lot. That was a lot. Anywho, number 97. I'm coming over for dinner. What would you make me to impress me? Vice versa. What would I have to make you to impress you? Oh, shit. Ooh, well, that question depends, and obviously it depends on what it is that you like. If you are a big sweets person, I'm obviously going to focus more on that, and I'm going to bake you something super fucking fantastic. If I know that you like cookies over brownies, or if I know that you like pies instead of either of those, or if I know you prefer cheesecake or something like that, or strudel, I mean, then I would just cater to whatever it is that you prefer if I was going to try to impress you. I mean, to be quite honest, I was going to say I'm not about to make a meal for someone to impress them. I'm just going to, you know, use my mouth and give them the good old super duper slurpy sucky sloppy toppy deepy throaty throat fuck face fuck combo 3000 or the super duper lickster mixter. I unfortunately do not have one for vaginas or asses yet, so I'm definitely gonna have to create one of those super stupid oral tags. Anyway, going back to that question. What is a meal that I would make to impress someone? I don't know. I think I would probably opt for something that's got a lot of different flavor combinations and has just a lot of different tastes and maybe textures. Probably something that's multiple courses. I definitely don't want to just do one, you know, one plate. I'd want to start off with a little appetizer and then an entree, and then, you know, maybe like a soup before that, and then definitely dessert, because I'm a big, big dessert person. I fucking love dessert. I have to have dessert after I eat. I don't give a fuck what I'm eating. I definitely need something sweet afterwards because I need to balance out that salty. And I don't know. It's like necessary for me. It's essential. Actually, what I do sometimes when I don't have something like, I don't know, like a cake or cookies or anything, you know, like a protein bar or something, because I don't always have the ability to eat cookies or cakes or whatever, even though I love baking them all the time, I will get something that's like a sweet drink. So maybe like a little bit of juice or even eggnog, because we're getting towards that time where like eggnog is a thing. And I fucking love eggnog, even though I will say I initially learned about eggnog as coquito and not as eggnog. So for a very long time, I didn't know what the fuck eggnog was. And I only knew of coquito. So eventually somebody explained to me that essentially eggnog and coquito are like the same, kind of. It's the same idea. Obviously there's some differences, but it's essentially the same thing. So sometimes what I'll do during the holiday season is that I will have some coquito in my refrigerator and I will just drink some of that to kind of balance out that at the end. So I can't give you any specifics as to what I would make to impress, because again, that's based on whatever the person eats, that determines what is all that I'll make. I do have a lot of friends that are vegans, so I'm pretty okay making vegan catered food, And I do have friends who are pescatarians or totally vegetarians or just, friends from all over with special gastrointestinal, I guess, needs, or like diverse gastrointestinal issues. So I really would just see what it is with the person, like what they prefer, what they can and can't eat, so I can be mindful of that. But definitely my answer is going to be something with a lot of flavor combinations. And if you wanted to impress me by making some dinner, then I would say my answer would be the same. Something with a bunch of different flavor combinations and just a lot of, I enjoy a lot of different plates, a lot of different components to my food. I don't just like one thing. I'm not really about just like a one bland plate of food kind of person. I like to have like different little things before, and I like to have a lot of different things going on in my plate. And I do really, really enjoy the combination of the sweet and the salty and, you know, kind of sour, rich flavors. I do really, really enjoy those rich, thick flavors. I don't even know how to describe them. I guess rich flavor is the best way to describe them, but just those flavors that like really are powerful and like linger and don't necessarily overpower everything else, but really complement different things. So that's that on that, I guess. Number 98, was Living Color secretly talking about you in that one song? And the corollary to this is, does that mean you're really a time traveler? Because that shit came out in 88. I don't know which song you're talking about, but I am neither going to confirm nor deny my abilities in time travel, because that would be absolutely no fucking fun if you knew whether I was capable of it or not. And I will also neither confirm nor deny my ability to go into different realms and dimensions. And, you know, I'm not saying that I don't have a TARDIS somewhere hidden that I use every once in a while to go do fun adventures and things, but I mean, you know, I may or may not. Number 99, what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? 12. Number 100, should Gretchen really stop trying to make that so thatch a thing? Oof. Yeah, I'm gonna say yes. It's gotta go. It has lingered for long enough, and it's been a thing for long enough, and I think it should go. I like Fugly Slut better. That so fetch is not really something that I say often, but Fugly Slut abso-fucking-lutely. I say Fugly Slut all the time, and I'm also very fond of telling people, get in, loser, we're going fucking. So there's that. I would prefer both of those over that so fetch. 101, fame, fortune, love, or power? Ooh, hitting me with those deep, deep questions. Okay. Oh, shit. Damn, that's a hard one. I'm gonna go with, like, none of the above, honestly. Well, I guess if I have to pick, if I have to pick, I would pick power. I don't really, fame doesn't really appeal to me. It's not really like something that I would seek, or I don't think I would necessarily feel comfortable with it, because you lose so much of yourself when you're in the limelight and you lose a lot of your privacy, which really sucks, because even though you might be an open person, you still might be very private. So I think that also would fuck up a lot of your personal relationships, because people wouldn't really want to get close to you, or they would distance themselves from you because they don't necessarily want to have the stress of being watched 24/7. Fortune. Oh, give me that money. Yeah, money's nice. I like money. But I suppose fortune alone, without having the ability to I don't know, really enjoy it with other people around you. And I don't necessarily mean a romantic partner, but just friends and just generally just doing things with it and having people to share it with. It's not, I don't know, it's not as nice. I mean, as much as I'm all for buying shit for myself, which is fucking great and I love it, it's always much more fun to buy something for someone else. Especially if it's something that the person really, really wants and you know that they really want it, and they may not know that you know that they want it, or something that somebody mentioned in passing and they never thought you would remember. That to me, oh, is so precious. And you know, I suppose it doesn't even really relate to fortune, but there's certain things that make me happy. Like if I like quartz rocks and you happen to be hiking and find a quartz rock and you take it and you bring it back to me and you tell me that you thought of me so that you brought it for me and you just like picked it up, you didn't even buy it, that shit to me means so fucking much. And if you bought me a quartz, that would be cool too. I mean, I wouldn't complain because you still thought of me and you remembered. But I guess my point is money's fucking great and I love it, but it's not the end all be all. Love, yeah. It's gonna be a no for me, dog. Well, I suppose that it's not a no for me. There's very many different types of love. I would say romantic love is gonna be a no for me, dog, but friendship love and love that fosters close bonds and caring and cherishing other people. Yes, yes. Supporting other people and just being so excited for them whenever something good happens to them and wanting good to happen to them and doing everything in your ability and power to do good things and make them happy is important. And there's just so many different types of love and so many different types of interpersonal relationships, but I don't think that would be like the most important thing for me. I suppose to live in a world without it would be really shitty, but I definitely would go for power. Yeah, because when you have power, although you have great responsibility, you still have the ability to do so much and to help so much and to make so much of a difference and to do so much good. And I think that's important to me. I think I would want that because I would be able to effectuate the changes that I believe are important and necessary. And I would be granted the ability to really truly make a difference and do something meaningful, which, not to say that I can't now, but I suppose on a much larger scale. And also it's sexy. Power is so sexy. Power play, I'm all about it. And I suppose that is at the heart of dom sub relationships, so I'm all about that. 102, can I make you a drink? Abso-fucking-lutely. After this year, I need about 7 drinks, so you are more than welcome to make me one. In fact, if you make me 7, I will fucking chug them all in a row. And nobody asked me what my favorite drink is, but I'm definitely an old-fashioned girl. Lately, I have been, for some reason, just much more into whiskey sours and the amaretto sour. I don't really know what that's about, but I suppose it's kind of like in the same vein as an old fashioned. You got like the citrusy kind of thing going on, even though the old fashioned is orangey and more smoky. But I have to say, my favorite liquor ever, 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 out of everything in the entire whole wide world, is pastis, which is French, and I'm pretty sure I pronounced that wrong, so let me do it again. Pastis, I think? Pastis? I don't know. Anyway, so that's my favorite drink ever, which I had in Paris for the first time when I was a teenager. And then I went back when I studied abroad and I got shwasty wasty with a group of my classmates and some Parisian local students. And it was just really good. It's got a very, very nice texture, I suppose. Texture? I don't think texture is the right word. But it goes down smooth. And it's anise. And I know a lot of people don't like it, but I really, really enjoyed it. And it's very, like, refreshing. It's kind of minty almost. I mean, it's been a long time, but I really liked it. And I remember I just kept fucking ordering that. Forget everything else. And then I came back to the States and I ordered it and somebody looked at me like I had 17 heads in college, a college bar. And it was a very funny experience, but they did not have pastis at that local bar. And ouzo, I also really like ouzo very, very, very fucking much. Oh my goodness. I mean, you know what? I'm going to say fuck it. I'm just going to go to Paris and I'm going to go to Athens and I'm just going to go get some ouzo and pastis and then just fucking smuggle them back with me, even though we're still amid the fucking COVID crisis. But anyway, number 103. Do you love Slipknot like me? Yes, I do. I fucking love Slipknot. I love a lot of different types of music, a lot of different types of genres. There is something special in my heart and soul for metal, rock, punk, death metal, pirate metal, just any fucking type of metal that you can imagine. It when I was a teenager, just spoke to me as it did so many others, and I fucking love it. I do have quite a bit of an eclectic taste, I guess. I like the stereotypical, obviously, like the ones that everybody knows, all the bands that everybody was obsessed with all the cutout shirts and, you know, the grimy tour t-shirt and all that ripped and oh man, good times. But you know, Slayer, Iron Maiden, Slipknot, Black Sabbath, Pantera, Korn. I fucking love Korn. Honestly, Forsaken is just one of like my all-time favorite songs from Queen of the Damned. And I know people get kind of weirded out by that, and they're either, like, on one side or the other of that. They're like, well, you know, it was on a movie, so it's not like you're a true Korn fan. Yes, listen, I've listened to more Korn songs than just Forsaken, but I definitely remember there was just something so poignant about that and the way that it was used in Queen of the Damned that it's still to this day, like, one of my fucking favorite songs, even though I have, like, a million favorite songs. But anyway, Rammstein, even though I don't speak German. I mean, everybody fucking knows Du Hast because, like, who fucking doesn't? But I'm just trying to, like, think what are the most... AC/DC, obviously. Motley Crue. Guns N' Roses. I'm not really, like, metal, but... I'm trying to think. I mean, Avenged Sevenfold... And I know that they get a lot of shit and they get a lot of hate, but I fucking love Avenged Sevenfold. And yes, I know everyone's gonna fucking murder me for this one and I'm probably gonna get dragged, but I do love Disturbed and talk all the shit that you fucking want about it, but I really, really like Disturbed. And I just went on a fucking total tangent with this question, but yes, I do love Slipknot. Yes. Yes. 104. So, you're one woman, right? How many labia are we talking? Oof. You know, I went to the doctor for that, and they weren't really even able to actually count all of the labia because it's just so much. I mean, you know, my cervix is, like always getting beaten up, so it, like, needs to be really protected. And, yes, it's all the way at the end of my vagina, but... I do need a lot of protection with extra labia. So we're talking about like maybe 40, 50. Yeah, that's, That's labia minora. Labia majora is only two. So 105, looking at some of these questions, people seem quite preoccupied with your cervix. Is that because it's been autographed by Dolph Lundgren? No, actually, but I did get my cervix autographed by the one and only Leonardo da Vinci. And actually, the autograph is done in such a way that there's a secret coded message that unlocks the entirety of the Da Vinci Code. And it also explains everything about the Mona Lisa. So, I mean, there you have it. It's not Dolph Lundgren, but I mean, Leo is pretty close second there. 106. The rumors that you're doing GWA audios just to prove insurance investigations that you're not Clint Eastwood are getting out of hand. How do you plan to combat them in 2020? I'm actually not allowed to talk about that. We're settling this dispute in the court system right now, so it's kind of like an ongoing litigation, and yeah, my lawyers have told me not to comment on that, so I'm just going to plead the Fifth Amendment on that one. 107, tell Norma about my wrist. Well, let me tell you something, Norma. That wrist is a super duper swirly, twisty, witsy bitsy right there, and that can jack off a dick better than any single toy you can ever imagine. It's a swirly twirly as well, and it's got like a special feature where you kind of like just like angle it. I mean, it's all in the wrist. I mean, I personally think it's all in the wrist. So, Norma, take notes. 108. Will you sign my petition to change the word prostitute to prostitube? I don't think so. I don't really like the prostitube because it kind of sounds like YouTube, and I don't really like those two things mixing. I mean, I'm a firm believer in that you have YouTube and you have Pornhub and you have YouPorn and XNXX and XHamster and who am I forgetting? I feel like I'm forgetting someone, but I think all of those things should be totally separated from each other. And prostitube is just too close to YouTube. It makes me uncomfortable. The fact that it's just so close to it just kind of gives you like the heebie-jeebies because like YouTube is like such a dirty word. Like I would never want to mix my prostitutes with YouTube. That's just, ugh, that's terrible. Like, ew, no. YouTube? Ugh. I would never do that to my prostitutes. I mean, to regular prostitutes. I don't have prostitutes. I'm not a pimp. Oh, well, look at that. It looks like we've run out of time on this, the never fucking ending AMA. I am so, 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 so thankful for everybody who stuck through the whole thing, even though it's been months and months later. And I really appreciate you all listening. This one's actually not as long compared to all the other ones where I rambled for literally eons. So if you've listened, thank you so much. If you've listened to this, if you've listened to my erotic audios, if you've listened to any or all of my AMA in general, I really, really appreciate you. And I would not be able to do this without you, because without listeners, what the fuck would I be? I would be nothing. So thank you so much for sticking around and for not being totally turned off by my fucking weirdness. And my peculiarities and eccentricities. So here we go on to the next adventure. Bye for now.